property. Because when you look at your income and you look at the cost of the houses, you tell yourself there is no way you can buy. When you look at your document, when you look at your CV, and you look at the people who are there with you, you disqualify yourself. But God said, I should tell you that those who serve him, he has got something called chance. And I believe somebody here under the sound of my voice, you are about to walk into the chance of God. I didn't hear amen. I said you are about to be favored. The Bible said that Esther was also in the time of the other folks, but the Bible said that she received favor. I know this year and this month, maybe you are looking at it with your eyes and you are saying there are five loaves of bread and two fishes. God is about to cause favor to fall on it. I don't know which part of your life need favor, but I came here to tell you that this month you will be favored. I said this year you will be favored. Your amen is too weak because you are looking at what you can do. It is not by strength. The Bible said by strength shall no man prevail. I see today your chance is coming. I said today your chance has come. Everywhere you went and you failed, I prophesy into your life. I said go and fail no more. I said go and not be disappointed again. I prophesy into the life of somebody. You have been failing for quite too long, but I see favor locating you. Come on, shout, I am highly favored. I don't know what it takes, but I've come here with two words. God is saying that I want you to give your water and I want you to give your bread. God is saying that as you have been invited, I want you to involve yourself. As you get involved yourself, get engaged with me. Ask your neighbor, have you been engaged yet? Stand on your feet. I want to pray for two people here. Two set of people. You are here. You are trying your best to gather. I don't know what you are gathering. It could be finances. You want to establish a business. You want to gather money and do something, buy something. But the more you try, the worse it becomes. You are not succeeding. These are the group I want to pray for first. Lift up your hands. I pray for you today that whatever you have tried to achieve, and you have tried all that your strength can bear you, and you are still not succeeding, I pray that may favor locate you. I pray that may the favor of the Lord locate you in the name of Jesus. May your life never be the same. In the name of Jesus. I want to pray for those who feel like giving up because their chance has not yet come. And they want to move away from the place of manifestation. I pray in the name of Jesus that may the grace of God sustain you. May you be empowered not to move from your place of manifestation. I bless you with all spiritual blessing. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Take your seat. Thank you, Jesus. I don't know who I came here to preach to. But I know some of us will try. I've been to interviews when the people I'm being interviewed with are more qualified than me. And I've realized that chance works for me. I pray that chance will work for you. When you get a chance, you will not abuse it. In the name of Jesus, let's prove our tithe and offering. Let's take our tithe and offering.
This is the
Is our tithe and offering ready? Let's pray. Father, we pray over this offering and tithe. We pray, God, that thou will bless this. We pray, God, that thou will establish it. We pray, God, that thou will expand it. In the name of Jesus, I pray, God, that thou will empower this seed In Jesus' name, amen. Let it go around.
This is the air I breathe.